Okay, get this. Imagine, right, you're stepping into a webinar, but instead of those same old slides, boom, you're hit with a full-on 3D virtual reality environment.
Yeah, things are changing fast.
That's just a glimpse of what we're diving into today, the future of webinars. I mean, it's getting wild.
It really is a fascinating space. Like, we're seeing this big shift from webinars being, you know, just another presentation tool to becoming these really interactive hubs for learning.
Yeah, and the numbers back it up too, right?
Absolutely. By 2025, the global webinar market, get this, it's projected to hit like $4.44 billion. Huge.
Wow, that's massive.
Yeah.
So our deep dive today is fueled by this article, The Future of Webinars, Trends, Statistics, and More. And I got to tell you, it's got some seriously cool stuff. We're going to break down all these emerging trends and really get into what they mean for you.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Webinars are becoming less about just sitting back and listening and way more about, you know, actually getting involved, participating. That's where the real power comes in.
Okay, so let's unpack some of this. Let's start with a trend that seems like it's on everyone's radar. Artificial intelligence. AI.
Right.
Now, this isn't just about AI, like, you know, doing all the work for us. It's about creating a super personalized experience for attendees. For you.
Yeah. And what's really interesting here is that AI can look at all sorts of things, your interest, past webinars you've been to, even your job, to figure out exactly what content you actually need and want.
Wow.
So you can go to a webinar where the information it's giving you is adapting, like in real time, to what you're looking for.
So no more wading through a bunch of generic stuff. You're getting exactly what you need. That's pretty amazing. And the article even talked about AI-powered chatbots, too.
Oh, yeah. Those are cool.
Instead of waiting for a Q&A at the end, you could have these, like, smart bots answering your questions as you go.
It'd be like having a personal expert just there with you the whole time.
That's a total game changer, especially if you're someone who likes to really dig in and get those questions answered right away. And get this. The article even suggests that AI could help come up with the content ideas for these webinars.
Absolutely. AI can look at what's trending in an industry, you know, audience data, all that, to suggest topics that people actually want to hear about.
Right.
Organizers can use that to give people timely, relevant stuff and keep them engaged.
Just like having like a little assistant who's a genius at webinar content.
Yeah.
Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about another trend that I think a lot of people are excited about, on-demand webinars.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is a huge win for anyone who's, you know, super busy.
Definitely. It's all about convenience and being able to get to the content when you can. On-demand means you watch it on your own time. No more, like, rushing to make a live session or worrying about what time zone it's in.
This is perfect for me. I'm always juggling a million things. I can just catch it whenever it works.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. And this shift to on-demand, it really opens up a lot for, like, global learning. Imagine experts from all over the world. You can access their training whenever. It's making knowledge way more democratic.
Speaking of being able to access things from anywhere, let's talk about mobile optimization. I mean, we pretty much live on our phones these days.
Totally. Webinars are getting super mobile friendly, so you can be on your commute, at a coffee shop. Heck, even on vacation if you really want to.
So you're not chained to your computer. You can learn anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, now get ready for this one, because this is where things start to feel really futuristic. Virtual reality and augmented reality in webinars. We're talking full-blown, immersive experiences.
This is where those lines between, like, the virtual and real world, they start to blur. Imagine you're at a product demo, but it's in VR. You're walking around a 3D model, interacting with it like it's right there.
Whoa, that would be incredible.
Right.
No more just looking at pictures, you're experiencing the product.
And it's not just for product demos either. VR could be used for, like, virtual field trips, you know, training where you simulate stuff, even games within the webinar. It's about making the learning stick with you.
And we can't forget about AR, where you've got digital stuff laid right over the real world. Imagine you're in a webinar about architecture. And you could hold up your phone and see a 3D model of a building, like right there in your living room.
Exactly. AR can make learning way more interactive. You know, quizzes, virtual networking during the webinar, even notes that are personalized on the stuff you're looking at.
So we've got VR for these deep dives and AR for making things super interactive. Okay, now what about hybrid events? It's like getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you've got flexibility and choice. Hybrid events blend the virtual stuff with the in-person so people can join however works best for them.
So you can have people from all over the globe joining virtually, and they're interacting with people who are actually at the event. It's about making sure everyone has a great experience, no matter how they're participating.
And from what I've seen, this trend's sticking around. A lot of marketers and event organizers are planning on doing more hybrid events in the future.
It makes sense. You can reach way more people while still giving that personal touch. Now let's talk about another trend that's all about getting you involved. Interactive webinars.
Love it.
I'm all for anything that makes learning more fun.
Interactive webinars ditch that one-way presentation style. Think polls, live Q&As, using the chat, even those breakout rooms where you can have smaller discussions.
Oh, those breakout rooms sound awesome.
Yeah.
You can connect with other people who are interested in the same stuff as you. It's like mini workshops right there in the webinar.
Right. It's all about creating a sense of community. And these interactive parts, they don't just keep you engaged. They also give the organizers valuable info.
So they can see what's working, what needs more explaining, and make the content even better next time. Everyone wins. Okay, let's talk about what makes all this possible. Cloud-based webinars. I love how easy they are to use.
Yeah, cloud-based is pretty much the standard now. All you need is the internet, no downloading software or anything. It makes it super simple for everyone to join in.
Totally. And cloud platforms can handle huge audiences and high-quality video without any issues.
Exactly. And they usually come with a bunch of built-in features like, you know, screen sharing, recording, analytics. It makes things way smoother for the organizers.
Speaking of keeping things smooth and fun, let's talk about gamification in webinars.
Ah, gamification. It's like tapping into our inner child, right? We love competition, achieving things, getting rewards.
Uh-huh.
It's a really smart way to make learning more enjoyable and honestly helps you remember things better.
And it's not just about having fun.
Yeah.
It's a real strategy.
Think leaderboards, you get badges, challenges, even like virtual prizes. All designed to get you involved and actually absorb the information.
Like imagine you're in a webinar about some new software, and then at the end there's a quiz. You're competing with everyone else to get the top score, and you earn badges for getting things right. It just makes it fun to learn.
Exactly. And we're seeing more and more platforms like Airme building gamification right in, so it's easy for organizers to use it.
This is a trend I'm really excited to see more of.
Me too. There are so many possibilities with gamification, and it just shows how much we're trying to make learning more impactful and, you know, something people actually enjoy.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground already in this deep dive into the future of webinars.
We have.
But there's still so much more to talk about.
There is. We've just scratched the surface of these trends and how they're changing the way we learn, connect, and do business.
So stay tuned as we unpack even more trends and stats in the next part of our deep dive.
All right, so we're back for more of this deep dive into the future of webinars.
Yeah, we're picking up right where we left off, exploring how webinars are going from just being presentations, you know, to being these dynamic, interactive experiences.
Exactly, and we're going to get even further into the trends and those key stats that are shaping this whole evolution.
So let's jump in and talk about the impact that technology is having. We've touched on AI, those cloud-based platforms, but there's so much more to cover.
It really is amazing to see how much webinars have changed. You know, it used to be you just sat there and watched slides. Now it's all about getting you involved, interacting, and that's all thanks to the tech.
Right. It's like the difference between reading a textbook and having a conversation with an expert, right?
Totally. And one of the things driving the shift is how the webinar platforms themselves have changed. They're packed with features that make the experience better for everyone, whether you're organizing it or attending.
Yeah, features like live chat, polls, those interactive whiteboards. It's turning these webinars into virtual classrooms or brainstorming sessions.
And those tools mean you can give feedback in real time. You're interacting, which keeps you way more engaged than just watching.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about on-demand recordings. That's been a total game changer for accessibility.
For sure. On demand means you can watch it whenever it fits your schedule. Perfect for busy people or if you want to go back and review stuff.
It's like having a whole library of knowledge from experts right there whenever you need it.
And it means organizers can use that content in so many ways. It extends its reach and its value.
They can share it on social media, put it on their website, even turn it into a podcast episode, right?
Exactly. It's all about getting that content out there in a way that people can actually access and enjoy. Speaking of audience, the article had some pretty interesting stats about how different industries are using webinars.
Yeah, I was really interested in that data showing how they've become a core part of professional development, especially in things like B2B marketing and lead generation.
Remember that 73% of B2B marketers saying that webinars are a great source of high-quality leads?
Yeah, that's huge.
It really shows you how effective they can be as a marketing tool. Businesses can connect with potential customers in a way that's focused, engaging, they can showcase their expertise, and that can build relationships that lead to sales.
It's not just a one-time thing either. The article also mentioned that 54% of B2B professionals are using webinars weekly.
Wow, that's a lot of webinars.
Yeah, it's clear they're not going anywhere. They're part of how professionals stay up to date on what's happening in their industry, learn new skills, and connect with other people in their field.
It's like going to a conference or workshop, but from your own home or office. The data also showed us which industries are really using webinars the most.
Yeah, those tech and SaaS sectors stood out. Mm-hmm. 29% of marketing webinars are coming from them.
Makes sense. Those fields move so fast. Tech companies are always coming up with new stuff, and webinars are perfect for showing potential customers what they've got and get those leads.
It's a win-win. The companies show off what they know, and the audience learns about the latest solutions.
And while tech might be leading the charge, webinars are being used effectively across all sorts of industries. Healthcare, education, finance, manufacturing, you name it.
It seems like they've become this crucial tool for any business, big or small, no matter what sector they're in.
They're not just a novelty anymore. They're a key part of any good marketing, communication, and training strategy.
So we're seeing all this incredible progress. Where do we go from here? What does the future hold for webinars?
That's the big question, isn't it? All those trends we've talked about, they paint a pretty exciting picture of what's coming.
Imagine VR and AR being common in webinars. AI picking out content based on what you're interested in. Hybrid events connecting people from everywhere in this seamless experience.
It's a future where webinars are less about just watching and way more about actually doing, collaborating, and building communities.
I can't wait to see how all this plays out and what new innovations we'll see in the next few years.
Me too. It's a really fascinating time to be involved in the world of webinars, and I feel like we're just getting started.
But before we get too lost in thinking about the future, let's take a minute to appreciate how far we've come.
It's pretty wild to think back to those early webinars with just slides. How much they've evolved really shows you the power of technology and how much we want to connect and learn from each other.
And it reminds us to always keep innovating and pushing the limits of what's possible.
Absolutely. The future of webinars is bright, and I'm really excited to see what happens next.
All right, welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into this whole world of webinars.
Yeah, we've really gone through it, haven't we? The trends, the stats, the tech that's changing everything.
And now it's time to kind of put it all together and see what it means for you.
Right, because the thing is, webinars aren't just for, you know, marketers or tech companies anymore. They're becoming so important for how we all learn, connect, do business, everything.
Absolutely. So how can you use all this stuff to make your own webinar experiences better, whether you're attending, organizing, or just, you know, curious about what's next?
Yeah, that's the question we want you thinking about as we wrap up.
Remember that stat about the whole global webinar market, like almost tripling in size by 2025?
Yeah, it's wild.
That's a huge opportunity, but it also means there's going to be so much more out there, right?
Definitely. So to really stand out, you got to get creative, you got to innovate, make webinars that people actually want to be a part of, ones that are engaging, informative, and memorable.
And think about those trends we talked about. AI. Making things personal, immersive experiences with VR and AR hybrid events, and using gamification to make learning fun and, like, addictive almost.
It's not just, like, futuristic stuff. These are things you can start using right now in your webinars.
So if you're attending webinars, be picky. You know, look for the ones that are offering these cutting-edge experiences. Don't just sit there and watch. Demand interactivity. Personalization, a sense of community.
And if you're putting on the webinars, think about how you can use these trends to make yours stand out.
Yeah.
Try new formats, new tech, different ways to get people involved. Don't be afraid to get a little weird with it.
Yeah, push those boundaries. But most importantly, think about the people attending. What do they want? What do they need? How can you create something that leaves them feeling like they learned something, they're inspired, they made connections?
Because that's what it's all about, right? Making real connections and delivering real value through this awesome medium.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the future of webinars, we want to leave you with one final thought-provoking question to chew on.
All right, here it is. With all these advancements happening, what do you think the future holds for webinars?
Yeah, how are they going to keep changing and impacting the way we all learn, connect, and do business?
We'd love to hear your thoughts, share your predictions, your insights, all that. Let us know.
And keep exploring. right? The world of webinars is constantly evolving, so stay curious, stay engaged, and stay ahead of the curve.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of webinars. It's been a blast.
Until next time, keep learning, keep connecting, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.